didn't get a laptop today for protection. Still got three microphones off. Actually, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, looks good.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll take notes this one.
What?
I'll take notes this
one.
Actually, I guess the first thing I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Interesting stuff at the meeting.
Actually, for that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all whatever. Inaccurate.
Okay. I see that's fine.
Okay.
Are
you seeing it?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not sure if we need the outline of the prototype. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part for the progress.
Yeah, because I mean, that's basically what we're doing here,
Nice,
isn't
yeah,
it? The whole.
Yeah. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous. Like, just to sort of have a prototype together, and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, which is
not something we have to.
This could be just some, just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like, the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can even have, we can just ignore that.
Yeah, I have that at the very end, screenshots, but that didn't show up on this page, so I didn't know.
Yeah, you can either have, yeah, it's a screenshot there and stuff, but you can have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section.
Yes. Anyways, so yeah, this is just very general structure. I guess from this we can just pop in our little blurbs and
Yeah. I've written the topic segmentation.
Okay, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done to this, I could do that before I meet with you guys. Otherwise. Did someone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. I'll put your parts into this one.
I think Penelope should do it.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's just cut out the middleman.
Yeah, exactly. You're probably going to tell it to go wrong anyway.
And
I'll
be like, maybe speak of English. Yeah, well, I mean, it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. And then we'll send it to you. You can do the final revision.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it
I'll look at it like my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock till 3 o'clock or something. So
I know, you're always online.
You always make me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Sleep.
Or just leave your computer on, maybe.
Yeah, you pretend.
Always busy.
Yeah, right.
So maybe.
But I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah.
Notice that. No one is.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll send it off to you. And then
yeah, do what you
want
to do with it first,
okay.
And then I'll
sabotage it.
Then I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially, was what, like,
yeah.
You can't see it right there. Yeah. Here's the old one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
oh,
the original one.
Oh, this is the one that. Okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably want to think about if you want to change the goals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the audio card.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, do
yeah.
we are we actually going to attempt that?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so either.
It's too big.
Yeah. I think that's going to be. We don't even know how to approach that.
It's a good thing to have to say what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? Sticking the conclusion.
Yeah.
The final report. Should have we had more time?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's definitely one thing.
So maybe I mean we should definitely we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial specification.
True.
Yeah.
And say, we decided
or we felt there are more important things to do with our time than
worrying
about.
We would prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
this and this. Or some of them were a bit later or somewhere.
That's far on target or something.
More
or less.
Plus
or minus 3 days.
He doesn't have to know exactly.
Yeah.
It's not finished, but.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segment.
Jesus. You don't have any SPNLP assignments, do you?
Yeah.
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March, right?
Speaking characterization is supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 2 days
ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to that.
Should we put it a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speaker characterization may get slimmer.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right. I really want to do it.
It's
not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be work.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
So it's definitely going to be something.
We might make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit.
Yeah.
But we might not, you know, it might have time. Depends on
it might turn out easier than thought.
The topic segmentation with LCSeg and textiles basically done. It just needs to be done.
Tuned?
Search the parameter space main or something. See what happens.
Yeah, sounds good. We should probably do another responsibility of packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that straight over the other one as well.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's essentially the same as it was. More detail, specifically.
Well, you could put, I don't know.
Yeah. Should we, I don't know, you think, Mike, that are things that we have together, should we?
What if we're skipping the audio one and then it's not easier?
We just keep it together on the the paper.
Have you taken any more of a look at it?
And just see what?
Have you taken any more of a look at it? At the
displays?
No, okay.
Not the displays.
Okay.
Yeah.
You could probably. I don't know if we'll have time to look at that before tomorrow.
Yeah.
We could just
might
make
be,
it up.
Yeah.
So
like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we could leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
That might be good. Okay.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should have, you know, at least very least have a GUI and a wire. I'll be wiring that in hopefully tomorrow morning. I want to get something. I want to see this. I want to get it together. Have an image in my mind. I just want to see it on the thing and then get my screenshot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my intent is to work on these things tomorrow a bit more as well. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Please send it in the afternoon.
Well,
maybe I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
Well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention that this is done.
Yeah,
I mean,
done.
And also,
done.
Sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor, too. I mean,
but
you write down the words and the ideas, and it's like, oh, okay, we'll do this. And
I'll
force it.
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file? How's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff. I think I was wondering about that is, I haven't looked at it so much, but if in case know how you could do that, like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
easy, yeah,
in,
just
is it?
Yeah, well, just when he pulls up the segments, part of that, one of the attributes, you do get attributes, you call the method get attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those, and then because you can, that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you give it automatically, or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put, I think the method's called get attribute, and it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. So now I can just put it in.
Yeah, that's on the non-right element.
What on the?
The object is a non-right element, I think.
Okay.
That should turn
over. Yeah. I'll take a look at that.
So is there, have you made another M browser? Is there something that
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it in from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at it.
No? Since Friday?
No.
Okay.
But
I thought you said
tonight, that's
okay. All right, I see. Okay. I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to fix those on the weekend or something.
No.
Okay.
After the weekend.
Yeah.
Weekend is out.
Okay, cool. yeah, it's up here. Although there's stuff up there that. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I made to mBrowser, anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes? For each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they, you know, click on that, it's going to go to the relevant thing. Like just if they check all three, say topics,
mm-hmm.
summary,
yeah,
blah blah blah,
yeah.
Have three different windows come up, or three like so.
Well, at
so
the moment,
panes,
is there
sorry.
At the moment is there a window that comes up, or is that a second results pane, or is that a, you know, does the window get larger?
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it so on the same window, so it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what I was going to be working
yeah.
on. So it's just like you click those and it just loads up, you know, splits
yeah.
that thing into
yeah.
two or three or whatever it is, one, two, or three, depending
mm-hmm.
on which ones you check. And then, so if we want to do it that way, you know, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other
yeah.
issues down the road. Depending on.
Well, you confused me. Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results?
No, just panes, just result panes.
Okay, not three different.
No.
Okay.
No. So it's just when we click, you know, topics and summaries
yeah.
for what we want to search, then we'll, you know, there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for
or
two topics, one for. I don't know, really tabs.
Yeah, I quite like the idea of tabs.
But then you can't see all of them at the same time.
But
and
you wouldn't want to compare the result, one topic result with one summary result.
Well, it's, no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already see all the results.
Yeah.
Especially
if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so the summary and topic and transcript.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, or we could just put them all into one result pane.
Yeah.
On that same window.
I mean, we could order them by meeting, for example.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I guess that was the other thing, whether we want to have us reorder by.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like,
if
that's
you know, that's
thing.
Even the second step. The first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think probably by meeting makes most sense. I mean, essentially they're temp, in time order, so that kind of makes most sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Should be an easy, no, I don't know, it should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those?
Yeah.
The results too.
Thinking sometimes in a case like that, like a run across, in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever, and then if we're highlighting something in a transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, an item in a list box. So, but,
no, but if you,
whereas if it's coming from,
if you do it straight from, you get the result, and then there's some if statement saying straight on the rock bottom level saying if you found a segment then color it, print it
right.
In red or whatever.
As
opposed to
It's just like from past experience there's goofy little things that happen just to let you save certain things, and it just kind of trying to do a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic. At that point, that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're working with an event handler within the one panel or list box or whatever it is.
I see,
There are ways around it, but whether I'll be able to figure something out like
actions.
That before tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
At the moment it works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So.
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that we do, like highlighting. I think that was who was saying that.
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something about that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting happen. Anyways. Okay.
Yeah, I mean the whole. What fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight. So I'm not sure what it's called now. I don't know what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well. As I said, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something clever as well.
Maybe I should use that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a text pane or something.
No, I'm sure there's not a pane in it. Non-text area.
Mostly things are called non.
What's non anyway?
Knight object model.
Okay. That makes sense.
Knight object model, I think. That's what I need to do.
Okay.
With the removing the dependencies, have you done anything with that yet? Because I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to HTML. I mean XML. If we did the processing, writing it back to XML.
I I thought we were just going to have that as words, like not as XML, just sort of as a
block of text.
What was that then?
Text file.
Well, transcript. No, because then we need all the other data if we want to keep it a transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML format.
That's true, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML format.
Why do we want it in XML though? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Mm. Only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll just put an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some
certain
of the
segments.
Print segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
okay,
that's
what
I think.
Says something different there, that's
what. That's sort of what we
Then
written to
actually, but this makes more sense.
Whatever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on because you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're gonna do the XML, then fine. That's
yeah.
I mean,
we're not gonna do much more than just look at the text for the differences, because we're not gonna search it and we're not gonna listen to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
as
right.
As
well,
you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. But the thing is, how would we display them? If we do take disfluencies out and just create a text file, take the disfluencies out of the text file.
It would just be a blur, a summary.
Yeah.
It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file when we create the text file.
Yeah, then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black
yeah.
and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start.
It's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to publish anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly, anyway, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says that this word equals that print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, have them run parallel. So if certain, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it only on one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
Yeah, you probably could, actually. That's probably not that more difficult. You just need to fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah. The good way of doing it, not together, is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, we can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take too long, we'll think about writing it to a file.
Shouldn't they?
Just
be if statements.
Yeah.
Statements.
I was just thinking as well, you could probably even use XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms style sheet XML.
Oh, right.
Style sheet. And then it's kind of like there's usually things built in to, well, it should be built into Java to process XML into. Like, it just creates whatever file it's going to be in. It's been a couple of years since I've looked at anything like this, but that might even be an easier way. And then that way we could even pre-process that beforehand. I don't know. We don't want to have to do that, right? Although on the fly, it's
XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up doing that
completely.
Okay. Devolved back to night stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
So if we can do it with night stuff, do it with night
stuff.
Otherwise, you can use Java and trying to do it, it was just so complicated, it was ridiculous.
I
can't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the thing and getting all bizarre weird things on.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, who is it, Jonathan and Jean? Just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just have the object model and just kind of plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system. At a higher level, rather than playing around with a little bit of code and modifying their code and doing this and that. You guys can just sort of see what they're doing, so I might try and contact them, see if there's any other guidance they can give us. Just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Just seems to be more interesting to use it as a real developer would. It just seems like a little tinkering here and there, just adding a couple things.
That's what programming is all about, I'm afraid.
No, it shouldn't be. No, it should be higher level. It should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
For higher people. Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something, if you want to do it. I personally don't want to mess with writing files or anything at the moment. I want to do it superficially.
Like the thing that I was thinking there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done.
Yeah.
It's there. It's a file, text file or XML or whatever it is. But, you know, just, I don't know. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. It's like, you know, if it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially with Java and all this other crap. If it's loading the file and doing all the rest and processing.
Well, it has already loaded it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's after it's loaded. It's just a for loop, really. It's really fine.
Yeah.
Whether it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So shall we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but I just said what I've done so far and what I'm going to do.
Yeah, well, maybe.
And some
some
issues.
Right.
Maybe you could split that
up. I'll look into each.
Here is what we've done already, and then, you know,
you
down
might lose
here.
A bit of continuity if you do that, though, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So you talk about three characters and three weeks.
I think that does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on. Things
goals
that we'll
or something.
Yeah,
something
yeah
bullet,
that's right.
Bullet points.
Yeah, maybe.
Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
yeah,
they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity.
Sounds good. Anything else anyone want to talk about? We'll have sleep, won't we?
Burnt
out.
Done.
Maybe asleep.
Yeah.
So we're all still writing our summary, sending them to you. You sent it on.
Or she'll just take. She can take it from there.
How kind?
Or no?
What?
I can. Yeah, sure. If you want to send them to me, that's fine.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You
stick it together. She'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can nod.
Really formality.
Yeah. And correct back any things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever. Like, no.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I haven't used my pen.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard more like 4 lines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry,
Marlo.
Oh. Oh.
Oh God. Good job you reminded me.
That's your turtle.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know? I was going to have a line.
I'm
going
to
have
a
line.
Hope that is alright, yeah. What's a bit like in the